Welcome to the Social Networker podcast. I'm your host, Amy Purser, and this podcast is for you if you're looking to join the dots on all your marketing, across your business, and into your health and well-being. This is absolutely the place to be to join up your content and get the most out of it. It's for all entrepreneurs and business owners. Hi, and welcome to the next Social Networker podcast. It's Amy here, and today I'm going to talk about how small decisions can lead to really big changes. And I want to highlight a couple of key areas, the first being your wealth and the second being your health. The reason I want to talk about these is because they're actually my own two biggest values, and recently did a values exercise through drdmartini.com. If you'd like to do your own values, I suggest you head over there and look for the butterfly on the right hand screen, and you'll be able to understand what drives you a lot better. So health and wealth came out at the top of mine, which wasn't really a surprise for me. But then I realised that I needed to start making those more of an active priority. So consciously making decisions, and those little small decisions that will lead to making big changes. Often when we're talking about making changes in our lives, we think it's going to be a massive, great big change, and suddenly our health is going to be amazing, we're going to make all these big changes, we're going to sweep out all the old stuff that we used to do that's bad habits, and we're going to have this great big life change, and it's going to make everything better, and it's all going to be amazing. The problem is, when we make great big sweeping changes all in one go, it can be so overwhelming, and we've basically set ourselves up to fail from the start, because you've made this great big sweeping change, you've changed everything in one go, and you fall down because, frankly, it's too much. You have taken it all on in one go, and you're just like, oh my God, I can't possibly do this. It's much better and easier, frankly, to make small decisions every single day that work you towards your goals and towards those values. So there's a couple of examples of this. Yesterday afternoon, I had been out for pretty much all morning and all afternoon. I hadn't eaten. I was getting really, really hungry. And I drove past at least two fast food drive-thrus, possibly three actually. And a part of me was going, oh, you know what? Screw it. I am so hungry. I'm going to go and get some fries and a full fat Coke, and I'm not going to care, and I'm just going to eat and I'm going to feel better. And a little part of my brain said, hang on, if you do that, all the work that you've been doing on your health is, you're contradicting all of that. You'll feel guilty afterwards because you'll have spent money on something that actually you've got food at home that you can eat, and you're only a 10-minute, 15-minute drive from home. If you just hang on, you can get home, you can eat something healthier, and you can not spend money needlessly on something that isn't actually any good for you, so it's not nutritious, and it's going to cost you money. So there was two big pain points that held me back. So I made two small decisions which will lead to making a bigger change. I will save money and I will have better health. The other couple of things that I've done recently, there was one really big thing that it was a challenge for me, I'm actually going to say. I was confronted on the street by a chugger. Now, I say confronted because for me it felt quite confrontational. He walked up to me outside my house as I was going to walk the dog. And I know that he has a job to do and he has to get so many people to sign up to get his targets or whatever. Now, I respect that. However, he then proceeded to walk down the road with me after I'd already said, look, I'm not in the market to help you out today. And he carried on. He was persistent and full marks for being consistent. I also remained consistent in my decision that I wasn't going to sign up to £2 a week or whatever it was he was suggesting. Now, that was quite hard because that put on a lot of guilt. He's trying to raise money for charity, and I had to stand firm in my belief and my boundary that I already do donate to charity, and right now my focus is on getting my finances in order and clearing my personal debt. So I could have been very easily guilted into signing up for that charity, but I would not have felt happy about it. And further down the line, I would have resented it. So it was a small decision, but it will help to make a big change. So it's all about choosing what are your priorities and how are your decisions feeding into those priorities. So if you don't know what your priorities are and your values, I'd go and do the Dr. John DeMartini values exercise over on his website. It's drdemartini.com and it's the butterfly on the right hand side. And then have a look at what your values are. Keep them where you can see them. I have mine stuck up in my office, and I have shared those with a few people recently so that they can help keep me online and they understand why I make certain decisions, and when they are questioning me about certain spending or whatever, I can say, you know, sorry, that's not in line with my values, or I can say it's okay, I've budgeted for this, it's allowed. So it does also, if you share it with a few key people, you have to trust them, you have to know that they're not going to judge you and that they've got your back, it will help keep you accountable, and then those small decisions to make those big changes will be so much easier. Okay guys, that's it for today. I hope you found that helpful and we'll see you again very soon. You've been listening to the Social Networker podcast. Please subscribe, rate and review. Thank you.